You hit it where? You hit it where?
I hit it in a house up the road, a deserted house.
You hid $500 in a deserted house?
Certainly, Jimmy, up the road. Out near that lake, Linden Lure Lake.
Well, of all the... Of course, Robbie, it ain't none of my business. The money was gift to you for saving that kitten the lion. I just took care of it for a couple of days while you was in the hospital. It really ain't none of my business, but...
Well, certainly it's your business, Jimmy. Certainly it is. You busted the lion over the nut with that axe, didn't you?
Yeah, but just the same.
Well, Jimmy, the money was gifted to the firm of Gleason and Armstrong. We're partners and it's 50-50, just like everything else.
All right, then, if you want it that way. If it's 50-50, then will you please tell me why in the name of the Ozark Mountains did you hide one half of a grand in some dump that nobody will even live in?
Well, Jimmy, I thought it would be safe there.
Safe there? Why didn't you put it in the safe here, in the cottage hotel? In a deserted house of all places where bums and hobos might crawl in and get out of the rain.
Well, Jimmy, I...
Where is this place, this deserted house?
Well, it's on a north road, about a half a mile this side of Linden Lure Lake.
Oh!
Well, what's the matter, Jimmy?
You mean a broken-down place on the left-hand side where the road turns?
Yeah, that's the place.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is?
Certainly, it's an old broken-down house.
It's a haunted house.
What, Jimmy?
A haunted house.
You mean one of them places with spooks and ghosts and things?
Yeah, that's it, spooks and ghosts.
Oh, quit your kidding, Jimmy.
Robbie, I ain't kidding. Charlie Schellenberger was telling me.
Oh, he was just trying to scare you because I won that door off of them pitching horseshoes.
Listen, Robbie, they say that in that place a guy used to live who was known as the Hermit of the Ozarks.
The Hermit of the Ozarks?
Yeah. Nobody ever seen this monk, but he was supposed to have a lot of dough.
Well, how does that make it a haunted house?
Well, he died there, see, and left all his money. And every night, his ghost comes back to see that nobody swipes the dough that he hid in the house.
Oh, Jimmy, do you believe that stuff?
I'm only telling you what Charlie said.
Well, how do they know this guy comes back every night?
They can hear the chains.
The chains?
Yeah. This hermit guy once was in jail. He was a robber or a horse thief or something. And he escaped with his chains on.
Oh, Jimmy, don't be silly. Do you believe that stuff?
Well, sure. Everybody around here believes it. They've heard the ghost dragging the chains around the room.
Oh, now, Jimmy, let's be serious.
All right, then I am serious. By going out to that place now and get that $500 you left there before somebody else does.
Now?
Yeah, now.
Well, can't we wait till morning? It's awful dark. Look, gee, it's 9 o'clock.
Listen, the quicker the better. We'll get that money and send some of it right to your grandma to keep.
Well, early, Jimmy. I don't think we should ought to be going out through no haunted house at this time of the night.
I thought you said it was silly.
Well, I do think it's silly. I think it's silly to go out there.
All right. If you don't want to go, I'll get Oswald. Oswald! Oh, Oswald!
He ain't here.
Oswald, where is that sleepy mug?
I don't know, Jimmy. He's certainly acting strange lately.
Acting strange lately? He's always been strange. I wish you'd heard that gag about the court plaster. Well, never mind. Oswald!
Oh, listen, you remember that letter he got yesterday? That he wouldn't show us?
Yeah. Oswald!
He ain't around.
Well, all right, I'll go by myself.
Listen, Jimmy, we can wait till morning to go out there.
We're going now. Right now. I ain't taking no chances of anybody picking up that $500. Haunted house or no haunted house. I'll go alone.
No, Jimmy, wait a minute. I'll go with you, but I don't see...
All right, then. Quit gabbing and get in that car. $500 is too important to stand there gabbing.
All right, Jimmy.
And don't slam that...
Oh, excuse me, Jimmy. I'm just a little nervous, I guess.
What are you nervous about?
Well, that hermit of the Ozarks guy you was talking about.
Oh, get yourself together. Let's see. That north road is the next to the left, ain't it?
Yeah, Jimmy. I don't like that wind. That sounds spooky. Gee, it's dark, Jimmy.
Of course it's dark. Way out in the country like this. What do you think you are, 42nd Street and Broadway or something?
Well, no, but they could have at least one light someplace along the road.
What's the matter? Are you scared?
No, I ain't scared, but...
Oh, no, you ain't scared.
Listen to that wind. Jimmy, I still don't see why we can't go out to this place in the morning. Maybe the place is haunted.
Certainly it's haunted. Certainly it's haunted. But whatever, the ghost can't do nobody any harm.
Maybe not, Jimmy, but a ghost certainly can't do anybody any good.
Well, if you wasn't so smart, if you didn't pick a place like this to hide your money instead of... By the way, What was the idea of keeping that dough with you anyway? When you send it home to Grandma, huh?
Well, Jimmy, every once in a while you do something that costs us a lot of dough, and then we're broke again. So I...
it's me again. I'm to blame. I'm responsible for you hiding the dough in a haunted house. Ah, yeah.
Wait a minute, Jimmy. Wait a minute. Here's the place. Be quiet now, Jimmy.
Be quiet? Certainly I'll be quiet. What do you think I'm going to do? Sing a song or something?
It's awful dark, ain't it?
Think I'm going around serenading ghosts?
Oh, I slammed the door.
Oh, you slammed the door. Oh, yeah. Be quiet. Why don't you be quiet?
Well, all right, Jimmy, but pipe down.
Do you know where you put the money?
Certainly I know where I put the money. It's in the fireplace, in the room on the right.
All right, come on, then.
Oh, not so fast, Jimmy. Well, wait for me.
All right, but hurry up. Here's the door.
Easy now, Jimmy. Easy. Gee, it's dark.
Oh, come on.
What was that?
What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought I heard something.
Listen, when you cut that out, you'll have me jumpy, too, in a minute.
Wait a minute. Here's the fireplace, Jimmy.
Well, hurry up. Get the dough, and then let's get out of here.
Oh, Jimmy.
What?
It ain't here, the dough. It ain't here. It's gone.
The 500 bucks is gone?
Yeah, I can't find it. Wait a minute. I'll strike a match.
You strike a match, and I'll strike you. Do you want some guy outside taking a shot at us or something? Wait now. Let me look.
Oh, Jimmy.
Now what's the matter?
I heard something again.
Oh, you're hearing things.
I'm hearing things, am I?
Oh, what's that?
What? It's chains. That's what it is. That's the chains of that...
That hermit of the Ozarks.
Jimmy, he's coming nearer.
He's in the next room.
What do we do?
Well, how do I know? I never met a ghost before.
Well, hear it? Well, think of something, Jimmy, quick.
Here, grab this board.
What'll I do with it?
If he comes near you, just start swinging. I'll take this one.
All right.
He's coming in here, Robin.
Shall I start swinging?
No, not yet. Wait.
Now?
Not yet.
I think we should ought to start swinging.
All right, now.
Help! Murder! Police!
Wait.
He's got me, Jimmy. The ghost has got me.
Oh, where are you?
Here, over here.
Hold still till I sock him.
Oh, my head.
Oh, gee, Jimmy. This ghost talks.
Have you got him?
Yeah, I got him.
Well, wait till I strike a match.
Well, for the love of...
Well...
Oswald.
And what's the idea of socking a guy on the head with a board?
Well, what's the idea of walking around in a haunted house dragging chains?
Yeah, what's that idea?
I was looking for the hermit's treasure.
Oh, you was you?
Yeah, and all I found was this set of automobile skid chains in a closet back there.
You didn't find no money?
You didn't find $500?
I didn't find a nickel.
Oh,
it's gone.